Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
But hey, we gotta hire the best, right?
Trump's new transportation secretary is panicking right now as an embarrassing video from his past just leaked online.
At the real world, is Sean's not a lumberjack, he's a Chippendale dancer.
I need more light, dog. Montana, give me some light. Reaction of the crowd.
Sean was really pushing the limits. He wanted to see Montana's mountains.
Want to give them to us?
But she wasn't ready to reveal the peace.
Oh no, seems as I learned my lesson in Puerto Rico.
Of course, on this trip, I had to ask about everyone's favorite topic, sex.
So YouTube, another tragedy, another round of manufactured outrage, and another excuse to blame marginalized people while the ruling class laughs their way to the bank. It's comforting. I feel like home. It's like a comfortable blanket, you know? Consistency. I'm sure by now you've probably already heard about the tragic mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport between a commercial airliner and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter that left 67 people dead. And as always, when tragedy strikes, instead of looking to the real causes like overworked, understaffed air traffic controllers, or reckless deregulation, because by the way, since getting into office, Mango Mussolini himself has gotten rid of most of the people who were in charge of the FAA. Those are the people who control and direct air traffic control and the rules and those regulations. I digress. Since gutting all of the decent and knowledgeable people from the FAA, America's favorite toucans of spray tan fascist has decided to blame DEI. More comfort and consistency. Don't say you weren't expecting it. I'm home. Yeah, because clearly the problem was woke pilots and not the fact that air traffic control is in crisis. But hey, we gotta hire the best, right?
Trump's new transportation secretary is panicking right now as an embarrassing video from his past just leaked online.
At the real world, is Sean's not a lumberjack, he's a Chippendale dancer.
I need more light, dog. Montana, give me some light. Reaction of the crowd.
Sean was really pushing the limits. He wanted to see Montana's mountains.
Want to give them to us?
But she wasn't ready to reveal the peace.
Oh no, seems as I learned my lesson in Puerto Rico.
Of course, on this trip, I had to ask about everyone's favorite topic, sex.
I swear, Trump has to be purposely trying to pick the most unqualified and frankly the weirdest people out there to be in his administration.
Can we be real for a second? Is it okay? Because this isn't about safety. Not about DEI. This is about privatization. You know why the air traffic controllers at Reagan National were so overworked, were so overloaded that night? Because there's not enough of them. There hasn't been enough of them for many years, YouTube. They're underpaid, overworked, and literally forced into life or death situations every day for that beautiful compensation package. And guess what? Just last year, Congress increased the number of flights into and out of Reagan National Airport. bipartisan decision, mind you, but couldn't agree on anything else. And they did this, ignoring warnings from actual people who work in the aviation industry. And now we're seeing exactly what happens when you move fast and run a system past its breaking point. People die. Regulations, when they even exist, are written in blood. But only when the so-called adults in the room actually give a damn. And right now, they don't. They just don't. And you want to be let in on a little secret, YouTube? They never did. They never did. Shh. Come here. You see, every time a disaster like this happens, the rich and their talking head puppets run the same playbook. One, defund the public service responsible for keeping us safe. Two, make sure it fails. Three, point at the failure. Four, scapegoat a minority, if at all possible. And now DEI is, it's just the most beautiful minority meaningless set of letters that you can use. Five, see? The private sector would do a much better job after ruining it. Privatize it, number six. Seven, laugh as we all die. Check it out. Check it out. Okay, go back. As I was saying, it's happening. It's happening right now with air traffic control. It's already happened with our hospitals. It's happening to public transit, schools, even the fucking water. Wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey. Look at the NHS in the UK. They've been slashing and gashing away at its funding for years. They've spared no expense in making sure that people can't get appointments in a timely manner, causing people to die preventable deaths. Then, when the people complain about how bad it's gotten, the government says, hey, maybe we should let private companies take over. It's deliberate. Wakey, wakey. We good? You got it? I'll tell you what, let's look a little closer to home, like California's power grid, PG&E, a government-enforced for-profit monopoly, by the way, has been responsible for multiple deadly wildfires. They don't maintain their equipment because it costs money. They don't make profit by repairing anything. Instead, people die. They get a pre-calculated and accounted for slap on the wrist, and the cycle of destruction repeats. Privatization under capitalism is a death spiral. But the rich bastards who play God with our lives don't care. They're not even in the least bit affected. They're flying in private jets. Okay? Drinking imported water. While ours has lead. How you guys doing over there, Detroit? Pittsburgh? Huh? Still got that lead? Listen, these people, they live in their own version of reality. Carefully constructed to satiate their California redwood-sized egos. All the while, they rape our reality of everything decent, shit on it, and then try to sell it back to us at a higher market rate. And somehow people still act shocked when things collapse. No. It is the order of business. It is a comfort blanket. It is a consistency more consistent than anything else you could possibly think of. Trump and his cultists, let's just call them that, needed someone to blame, and they picked DEI, because nothing gets their base angrier and hornier than the idea of a woman or a black person might have gotten a job that they think their meal team six looking asses deserved. No, Randy, the pilot wasn't a transgender, woke, Antifa black person. And no, you most certainly couldn't operate an air traffic tower, much less properly breathe. You Darth Vader sounding idiot. This isn't about merit, which never existed in the first place. It's about greed. It's about deliberate neglect. It's about privatization and killing us. Period. You know what the worst part about all this is? The victims' families now have to deal with his circus of fridge temperature IQ cultists. The family of the deceased female airman had to hide her name at first because they were afraid that Trump's brown shirts would harass them. The families of the dead are being used as props to fuel more hatred and division, all because the Reich wing is still just too afraid to just outright say the N-word. So what do we do, YouTube? What do we do, political drain family? Because we can't exactly build our own parallel airline industry. But for starters, we can look out for each other. Because when disaster strikes, our only real safety net is each other. The government isn't coming to help. The corporations sure as hell aren't coming to help. We build community. We build mutual alternative networks. We support the victims and their families. We're building one here called the Resistance. There's others as well. You must give your time, money, and efforts to the nonprofits out there that you know work, to the people who help people on the ground, because these are the only ones left. And join your resistance. I'd hope it'd be mine, but right now we're actually kind of full. So I'd much rather you find one. And as we get through all the vetting process and open up again, I'll let everybody know. That's how you fight back. Your enemy isn't immigrants. Your enemy isn't DEI. Your enemy isn't trans people or women or black people getting hired. The enemy is the billionaires and their puppets who are destroying everything we care about. The enemy is privatization. Remember that word. That's this video's point. And unless you do something about it, they will not stop. So let's make them stop. Don't fall for their bullshit, okay? They want us divided. They want us distracted. They want us fighting over the scraps they leave behind for the dogs under the table. We have to look past the noise. We have to look past the noise and see the game for what it really is. If we don't, people, we already know how this ends. And I plan on it not ending that way. I think you should too. First takeaway, you have to give time, effort, and money to the organizations that aren't run by the oligarchs. You have to support them. They are the only ones. They are the wall between privatization and help, especially when disaster strikes. Number two, find your resistance point. Right now, we're closed for the opening of a resistance. Anybody who emails us is, we're already backlogged. We have to vet everybody. So while that process is taking place, when it opens up, we'll let you know. But there is more. The Sons of Liberty has the Discord. In your state, I guarantee you, if you look, there's people helping out. There's ways to help. Spread the word. To give back. Look for them.
But tomorrow is the 5th of February, and I want you to listen to this, because this is how we fight back. Listen to this. It's so important.
I was on a big, big call tonight with Indivisible Working Families Party and Move On, and I want to share what we talked about and the plan for this week. Elon Musk and a bunch of literally 18 to 24-year-olds that he has sort of recruited for this end have basically infiltrated the U.S. Treasury and have taken control of all of the computers. They have fired everybody. And they are in there, and no one knows what they're doing. So the other part of this, and I'm going to explain how they're related, is that this week also, the Senate is going to be voting on a guy named Russell Vogt, who is nominated to run the Office of Management and Budget. He is the author of last week's attempt to freeze all government funding. They failed because of your backlash, but he will try and try and try and try again. Indivisible is asking us to do a few things. First of all, on Tuesday at 5 p.m., if you are anywhere in the D.C. area, and I mean anywhere, 5 p.m. Tuesday, show up at the Department of Treasury. We are going to have a huge street protest. We are showing up physically to protest what is happening. Also, Indivisible is asking us to not just call our representatives, our senators especially, to tell them no on Russell vote and no on what's happening right now with Elon Musk. They are asking us to go in person to their offices. Now, I know you are immediately like, no way, I'm not doing that. But listen, you guys, I have done this many times. I have gone to meet with my senators and my House representative, not the lawmakers themselves, but their staffers, many times, because I'm an Indivisible member and I have been for a long time. And we do this once a month. We have regular meetings. It's not that scary. These people work for you. You are literally their employers.
Okay, you can go to in DC and you can show up to that protest on Tuesday with Indivisible. Do it. Show up. If you can show up to the local office of your senator and talk to his or her aides, do it. Take a couple of buddies, show up, talk to them for a few minutes. Doesn't matter if your senator is a Democrat or Republican, Indivisible has key talking points that you can use depending on your senator's party. You can't do either of those things. Call, send an email, get ResistBot. It will send an email for you. I just downloaded an app called Five Calls. It's free. It will help script out what to say to your elected representatives when you call about certain topics. There are also protests in all 50 states at all 50 state capitals on Wednesday. I'll show you a clip about it real quick from one of my favorite accounts, Good Trouble.
Hey, there are protests scheduled in every single one of our 50 states at your state capital on February 5th. You should go. I'm going. You should come hang out. Fuck it. Come hang out with me.
I'm also doing the next video on how to call your representative. Yes, it works. Not enough people do it. We have many scripts. We have easy ways to figure this out. Writing and calling and writing and calling. You are the government. Of the people, by the people, for the people. Right now we're under coup by Elon Muskrat because nobody in Congress believes that there's a price to pay for allowing this to happen instead of calling the DC police and getting him arrested because what he's doing is illegal. Call them about it. I'll have something about that to make it easy for everybody. I know it's hard for everybody to understand. It's not something we do every day. It's time. Get active, fight back, or we lose it all, period. Share this. Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.